RNC Chair McDaniel on Ramaswamy criticism, he's at 4%, he needs a headline. By Jeff Poore on November 9, 2023. Thursday on FBN's Varney & Company. Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel reacted to criticism from GOP presidential hopeful Vivek Ramaswamy. Ramaswamy leveled his complaints about McDaniel's track record during the Republican presidential debate in Miami. She shrugged it off as Ramaswamy playing for a headline, then boasted about her record. "You know, listen, he's at 4%, she said. He needs a headline. I'm going to say what I've been saying to Republicans all along. Our headlines should be about Joe Biden, the border, fentanyl, crime, terrible things that are happening in this country that the American people are looking to our party for solutions. But I also will stand by my record as RNC chair. I am the one who delivered Michigan, for the first time in 30 years. When I was Michigan chair," McDaniel continued. "We just won back the House under my leadership. And I'll add one other thing. In 2022, we turned out, the RNC turned out 4 million more Republicans and would have won the Electoral College based on that turnout. Now, we don't do the messaging. That's a fact. We don't do it. And our candidates have lost their messaging on abortion. In Virginia, the Democrats spent $16 million on abortion ads. Republicans did not respond. In Kentucky, Democrats spent millions and millions on abortion ads. They did not respond. Now, the RNC doesn't do state races. We're a federal committee, so we weren't involved in those races on Tuesday. I know Vivek's kind of newer to the party. He voted for Obama, so he may not know that. But this is something we're going to have to get right as a party. As a suburban woman, I get this. You cannot allow Democrats to define us and say we won't give life-saving care for miscarriages or ectopic pregnancies, and then let it go unanswered, because then, those lies become the truth," she added. "We are leading the way at the RNC on how to message on this issue. We saw great messaging from many of the candidates on the stage last night. And we're going to have to do this if we're going to win in 2024. Follow Jeff Poore on Twitter at Jeff_Poore.